Blog Talk Radio.
5
Just 5. Okay, let's call Julia. Where are my contacts? Dun, 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 Julia Nelsioni. Okay. Oh, shit, I hate it when it puts you on mute like that. Okay. Let's see here.
There you go.
626-421-8893. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to set the show to private.
Oh, great. Oh, what about people out? Are you going to do Skype?
I'm going to... Oh, crap.
Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jules.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing much better, I'll tell you. I've been out for 4 days, and every day swelling goes down a little bit more, so I'm doing good. But I just got off the phone with Sifu. Mark
uh-huh.
flew in because they're doing – he's hosting
oh.
the show for, you know, that Philip. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know how you
so
did the thing raising
it?
The funds for the Filipino? No, well, I suggest you call him right now on his phone, 808-392.
Okay.
It's a great cause. You guys raised a lot of money for the Philippines. I guess it's
mm-hmm.
now Hawaii's turn. But give him a call right now, because he was talking about as soon as he gets done with that meeting maybe, but I'm not sure how you guys want to do it. And I am so sorry, and I so appreciate it if it wasn't me being an attraction device at a trauma center. Okay, so
let's go.
But Mark is there, and this is a good thing because we're doing some other things that are in the works, and we definitely want to get as many people as we can, you know,
mm-hmm.
like that are up there on the show. So I'm going to get off the phone right now so you can call Sifu.
We
oh,
can't
okay.
call him now because
wait,
then
you can do
no
that
call.
Right now. Wait a minute, we're on conference. Yeah, hold it. I'll
yeah,
just
we're
wait.
On conference.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
How about standby?
No. Here we are, 808-392-4187.
So how are you
going to call him? I'm just going to call him. Like that's,
wow.
I just realized that. I mean, I'll have to send call. Oh, shit. That's right. I can't call. It's an international call. No. And you know what's funny?
Oh,
I forgot to set the show as private. So we're
well,
actually
okay.
on the air.
So
here I am, like, swearing.
Yeah, right?
But...
Hi, how are you doing? Well, let me see if we can... Can I bring him in on the call? Hold on a second. Let me try.
Okay.
Well,
I think
yeah, she can do it three-way.
Yeah, she could do a conference from her end, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to try right now. Okay, hold on. Here.
Okay.
How's the bike Vicodin working out, Jules?
Vicodin. Gotta love it.
Oh,
I keep
Vicodin,
forgetting that I
can't... When you're that banged up, Vicodin's your best friend.
Mm-hmm. My doctor tried to give me Vicodin when I broke my ankle because I couldn't do anything. I cried every time I just moved my leg, right? Not even walking on it.
Hey, hold
Hello?
On. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. Hey. Sifu,
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hi,
go ahead.
Sifu. This is Rusty and Jules and Bob. Are you still available for a little bit of looking at the control board today or no?
You know, I'm in a restaurant right now with my son Mark.
Oh shoot, that's right. Okay.
And I have no computer.
Okay, no problem. We can we can just reschedule. That's no problem, Sifu. We just wanted to check.
No, you can work with Jules, and sometime later I'm going to go back on it anyway to kind of look at it, play around with it. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that, right?
Yeah, you can. Well. When you want to look at it, what I can do is I'll just have Jules I'll just text you or have Jules give me your email so I can just text you my phone number and you can just text me and go, hey, can I look at the board? And then I can just go and set something up for you because I actually have to set up the board for you to play around.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah,
right. Okay.
We can do that. Cool.
Yeah. Okay,
awesome.
Great. Okay.
Cool. Well,
that's
give Mark
important.
Our best.
I have this meeting right now.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome.
For sure.
Thanks, Sifu.
Okay, though. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, I'm not sure how I disconnect on this thing. I have my computer thing up, so do we just keep talking and he disconnects?
Yeah. Yeah, he just
I would say
up.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got real quiet. I was like, oh, did I lose everybody? All right. So do you have to get – here's my concern. Here's my concern. Okay. Do you – are you paying for these training sessions on Saturday?
No, not really. I mean, like every month I pay like $40 just to get the premium airtime. But
yeah,
I'm not paying like extra. You know, I can have up to seven
okay,
shows.
Okay, I don't want us to
extra.
Lose. Okay, good. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay, so there's mm-hmm. nothing we can do. This Saturday's our only shot, and this was it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's. Oh, I think there's.
Too.
What other days do we have available right now? We have Tuesday.
We have Tuesday and Saturday because we have Monday, Wednesday. Wait, we have Harry on Monday. We mm-hmm. have Violet on Thursday, and we have.
And April
so
on Friday.
April on Friday and us on Sunday. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So right now we have
so
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday.
If you guys want, we can go over it and I can continue on to learn more. But if you want, or we can
sure.
just wait and get seafood when we're all together.
Yeah, we can do that because, you know, if yeah. That way, if either or both of you are on or whatever, you know, there's always going to be somebody in charge of the board. You know, I don't know if it's going to be primarily you or what, but, you know, it'd be great if somebody was more, you know, familiar with it. So I forgot where we left off, though.
And trust me, Jules, you are going to forget some stuff. So the more training you have, the better. Even if you do it now,
that's
do it next week and so forth. It's going to be good.
Okay. Did we leave off at the right part of the control board?
Yes, we actually left off at the sound clips.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well,
cool.
I went through when we were before. We had gone all the way over to the right where you can change the name of the show. You can do the, you know, to the far right,
mm-hmm,
how you
mm-hmm.
just click that on and you can do all that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay, so I guess we'll just start there. And considering
okay.
that I completely forgot to make this show private, if there are any listeners out there, you're probably going to hear
some.
How you doing out there, listeners? This is a test
That's
episode
right.
that wasn't meant for broadcast, but it's probably airing right now. And, you know, I know that some show hosts, especially new ones, just kind of troll around looking for the test shows because they're fun to listen to, especially live. And so if there are any new show hosts out there that want a little bit more training on the control board, go ahead and give us a call, 347-677-0699. Okay, so on the right side of the board, we've got three tabs. We got promote, episode info, and chat. By default, it starts out in the promote tab, and that's where you get to say, hey, I'm broadcasting live on the air. You can click on it and edit it. So instead of saying, I'm broadcasting live on the air, you can say something like, the Koskos Martial Arts and Sports Hour is on the air or something. And you can keep the
right.
Blog Talk Radio hashtag on there if you want to post to Twitter or whatever. However, the only drawback is right now Twitter and Facebook are linked by default to my Twitter and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you click it and press send, it's going to go to my Twitter and my Facebook. So the best thing to do is after you edit it is just copy the whole thing, go to wherever you want to post and just plop the text there and send it. Otherwise it'll just go to my Twitter and Facebook, and then they'll be like, how come it's not posting on my Facebook? It's because it's on Restita's. So that's that. I don't use it very often, but episode info, that's the second tab, and here you can actually edit the name of the show live. You know, the second you start typing in there, it'll edit it on the live marquee that people are on. So that's not too important anyway. Assuming that, you know, you set it up, when you first set up a show, assuming that you name everything correctly, you usually don't even have to go to the second tab. I never do. So we'll go to the third tab, and this is chat. This is the other window to the rest of the world.
I remember this because they can be chatting back and forth. They can be just typing. So, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is where
right.
it's like an open chat board. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
And if there's two of you on, one... Yeah, and it comes in handy. I mean, you know, for the most part, me and Robert text each other to communicate because I've got, like, a program on my computer that will answer texts. But, you know, you still can chat on here with each other. Now, if both of you are on the board and both of you have access to a computer, one of you can actually sign on as the moderator, and you get a big separate board, and the co-host has a smaller board that is right there on the control board. So that way, you know, both of you can see the chat boards without signing each other out. And I've done that a couple times with Bob, where he'll be on co-host chat, and then I'll hit co-host chat and come in, and then I'll just kick him off. And he'll be like, hey, what happened?
And we've done it the other way, where I've accidentally forgot to click co-host, went on as the host, and it kicked her off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I normally go on as the moderator, and it's kind of a pain in the ass for me because it just opens up a whole new window and it covers everything. So I just have to resize the windows and place the windows side by side, and it's okay.
And I want to tell you something, Rusty. That's something that does not work on the mobile version. Since I'm on my phone, because it takes Flash to operate,
I cannot go
on the chat.
Yeah, unfortunately, that kind of sucks. But that's okay.
Well, that's good to know, though.
Yeah. It doesn't really work too well on phones. I think I have an Android, and there's one browser that I downloaded where it actually works, but it's kind of like useless because if I'm on my phone, I can't read it because it's like so dang small. So I usually just use the chat board on my computer. Those are the three tabs.
Have you tried on tablet yet?
Yeah, and I have to pick, I forgot which browser it was. I think it was Firefox. I have to use Firefox because it's Flash enabled. And I have to ask for the website in desktop mode, not mobile mode. And I can use the tablet that way for chat on the control board, but it's still small. So, which is funny because my laptop screen isn't much bigger than my tablet, but it's kind of tough for me to like change the size of the window. Whereas with this, you know, you can change the size of your type and stuff like that on a laptop. So that's it for those three tabs. Pretty easy. And I'm not going to hit end episode because take us out. So let's actually go to the dashboard. So let's hover above the Seika Network thing, and under where it says studio, you see dashboard. So let's go ahead and click that. And this is a new dashboard. This is completely different than it was like a few months ago. But on the top line there, you've got a bunch of those little tabs that say like my dashboard, my episodes, my stats, my audio clips, my studio and schedule episode and junk like that. This is kind of like the one-stop hub for finding stuff. If you want to find an episode that you previously recorded, or if you want to, you know, find an episode that any of the rest of us recorded, you can just go to my episode and it'll list everything. And if you click it, you'll find that my computer froze for a second. Okay, now I have it.
That pulls up that library.
It pulls up the whole library of upcoming shows. Archived is where you find the whole library of every show that's been recorded so far. Recurring, I don't ever go to because we've never had to schedule a show that just keeps repeating itself. And transcripts, I never go to either because it costs to get transcripts. I think it's like April's a bucket list. It's $150 for the transcript. Down here it says Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio with Shihan Jacob Bressler. Just the transcript is $337.
Oh, crap.
Right? Right? It's crazy. Wow. And I don't know why it was so much. Oh, wait. Here's one. Oh, yeah. That's another $337 one. Let's see. $262 was Robert Parham. Our first episode was $300. And I'm like, are you serious? I really don't need transcription.
Well, how do they do it? Do they have somebody that types it shorthand as they're listening to our show?
Yeah, the turnaround time, I guess, is 24 to 48 hours, and it's priced at $250 per minute, and you can order 200.
Wow.
You can order 15 minute increments, but for a whole show, like April's whole show, is $150. I'm gonna look at a transcription example. Let's see here. Let me look here. Oh, okay. So it's click to see a live example. I'm curious now because I've never seen it. Where's the transcription? Oh, it's kind of like, the transcript can actually be underneath the episode. It's actually listed on the episode, and you can download it as a PDF, or you can view it in full HTML.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's just like a script. It'll say something like, announcement 0000 and then 0.04 seconds, and narrator says something, and 0.21 seconds, Alan Levy says something, and blah, 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 blah. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's getting the show written out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All down to the minute, it's pretty cool. So, but my episodes is where you get to find everything. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Oh, and from there, you can also edit past shows too. So if for example, if you wanted to change something in the type or something like that, you just kind of go to wherever you want, whatever you want to edit, and over on the right hand side you've got a little thing that looks like a pencil. That's your edit. A garbage can. So obviously, if you want to keep the show, don't hit the garbage can.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that's it for that tab. My stats. Let's go to the next tab. Why isn't mine working? Okay, here we go. The stats page has graphs of the listens and stuff like that, an overview of how many people downloaded the show.
Yeah, I remember that. That's cool. Isn't that neat?
It is cool. I think it's pretty cool. Look at that. 39 live listens, 529 archives, and blah, 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 blah. So,
About it is because it might just show so many people are listening, but then it shows how many people viewed it or how many people, went there, because you may not have the people that are calling in. Maybe there's only so many calling in, but it doesn't mean that the attention isn't there, the audience isn't there, and that helps you see it. So it helps you to know, okay, on these ones, well, maybe what can we do to grab them, to get them involved, get them more interactive, by just following those graphs and an eye on it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. It's pretty cool. I mean, me and Bob have been like really surprised about the listens on shows that we didn't think would do so well. We're like, what? That show got like 1,000 something in a week? What?
Exactly. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, subjects that we really thought, we thought we weren't going to like
and
get
you never
too many
know,
hits.
But that's, I know, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's really wild. But the weird thing is that, it tells you how many people listen live and how many people actually listen to it through the archives, but it doesn't really tell you where they listened to it with. It did on the last version of our dashboard, where it said, okay, this is what they used to download it with, like iTunes or some other blogging podcast program or something like that, but that's not the case. So anyway, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right. I can't get out of here. How do I? Oh, here we go. All right, let's go to the next one. My audio clips, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's got everything that we've ever uploaded to the network server. A lot more stuff actually came up on here since Harry and April downloaded stuff. But this is where you can add new sound files or sound effects or get rid of sound effects. And because there's going to be more of us, I suggest that, you know, if we download something to, you know, if you name a piece or something, that you name it in a way that'll be easier for you guys to find, because there's like, I don't know, like 50 different sound thingies on here. So that's what I need to do. I should go in and like rename stuff like startup Dynamic Dojo or something like that. Just so.
Oh yeah, that makes it really clear. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah,
clear.
It makes it clear. Yeah, because like, you know, this guy, this sound clip, Carney Leon Russell, I have no idea what that is. I'm guessing it belongs to April, but I don't know. But oh well. All right, let's see what else. My studio.
Did Sifu? I'm sorry, guys. When I was in the hospital, that time you guys met with Sifu, did he talk about the getting certain sounds, the things that he wanted? Because remember, you guys were talking about the effects or whatever we were going to be putting in, and if
yeah.
he had something, he was going to work with you on that.
Yeah, he didn't get a chance to talk to us very much because he had just gotten home, and I forgot. Do you remember what happened, Bob? Because he just said, you know, can we just do this next Saturday? And I kind of
went,
sure.
Yeah, he didn't say that. He told me he handled it. Oh, did he? Oh, ooh, you guys. Oh, you. Oh, he did? He told me, oh, yeah, that was a good meeting. Oh, really?
Oh.
Really good. I think what's going to happen is it's going to be primarily probably me and Sonny. Yes, but he's in Canada. Dang, that won't work. Mike Mathers, I've got somebody. And we'll be running the soundboard. I think we're just going to have him as a head person. Okay, talk.
Mike?
Go. Talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just have him talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get up to Oregon for that because I want to meet Sifu Mike. I have a student that wants to study with him, and I'm like, have you visited him yet? To my student, and he's like, no, not yet. And I'm like, he's right there. So I like emailed him. I'm like, Mike, I have a student out in Oregon. He did, you know, Kajikimbo with me, kind of like the Faircloth method of Wanapkendo, not the Dacascus method. He wants to study. Will you take him? And you know, I was like, come on. But anyway.
Mike is crazy. Remember, he was back on the Northwest Black Belt, Northwest back in the late 90s, middle 90s. What was that called, the Black Belt? He still has his uniform. I told him, I'd like to see you fit in it.
Yes. Him and me both. I can't get my sash to fit. Anyway.
And you look at some of Mike's pictures, and Mike just looks nuts.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
he looks like he's going to have a Harley. No, he is. Listen, he is, hands down. You've never met, oh, he is, hands down. He is as solid as they get.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He's a bit crazy. He's the kind that you want in your corner. He's got a big heart, but he definitely rides hard. That's true.
Yeah.
He's always been like that.
Don't piss him off type of thing. Yeah, he reminds me of Cheryl.
Yeah.
Oh, because Cheryl's like that too. But anyway, what the hell was that? I'm hearing something clicking and not my phone. Okay, all right, so if we click my studio, it'll just take us back to our studio, so we're not going to go there. Okay, schedule episode. This is the important part. And I think I went over it before, but I'm going to go over it again just for fun. It's pretty self-explanatory. Top line on schedule episode. That's where you would name it. You know, the Dacascus Martial Arts Sports Hour, whatever. Airtime. That's where you get to put in your date. The time. When you click in the time, then you can choose whatever thing you want on there. And it doesn't matter that it says prime time is a paid feature. It's there by default. You can choose any time because I am premium. And this is the thing that you want to make sure that you edit, duration. By default, it sets it at 15 minutes. And if you click it, you can set it up to 120 minutes. Oh, wait, can I use 150 minutes? I think I can. Oh, wait, no, I think 150 and 180 minutes is for, like, gold members or something like that. But
yeah, because that's 90 minutes, right? We can get up to 90 minutes.
Get up to 120. You can get up to 2 hours.
Oh, 120. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe when we have, like, the real special, you know, like when we have some big namers up there and we know that it's going to take a lot of people calling in, so we'll need that time. So.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
We can get up to 2 hours. So that's good to know. Okay.
Definitely. And let's see what else. And don't check auto-schedule episodes because then it'll just copy everything every week for you. And then you'll have to go in and re-edit it. So, yeah, you don't want that. Okay, description. It's pretty much like any Word document. You can just type in there whatever. I think you can add pictures too. It's pretty cool. All right. And then down below under that, tags. Definitely add tags on there depending on what you guys are talking about. Definitely you want your name and Sifu's full name on there. So anytime anyone searches his name or your name, it can lead them back to the show.
Cool.
So your guys' name,
that's nice.
Even the name
that's
of the
a good
show.
One. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like, you know, I typed in my name a couple weeks ago and it was just all like Dynamic Dojo this, blah, 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 and Facebook.
And Facebook.
You know, right? Yeah. And Seattle Wushu Center. But it helps to have your name attached to the show. And you can, like, put in, like, a bajillion tags if you want. So that's cool. Then under that is slideshow. You just click that to add pictures. And the pictures are what plays on the live marquee if people are listening on their computer. It just, like, cycles through pictures and stuff like that. And if I remember correctly, it makes it fit, but sometimes you might get a picture that'll be like cut off all weird and junk, and that would just mean that you would have to edit the picture yourself and re-upload it. But yeah, and I forget how many pictures you can put on there, but I'm guessing... It used to be only 5, and I've never gone any farther than that. So I guess we'll find out. Maybe I'll try something different tomorrow. Let's see here. Oh, advanced options. You want to click on that just to check certain things. Like you can set your startup audio. Now that's the music or the little piece that plays at the very beginning of the show, and it's set at default to startup countdown. That's my thing, but if you just click on the little arrow, you can change it to whatever you want for that particular show.
That's the thing, for the show for Saturday. So whatever it is that we end up designing, that's what we'll need your help. And then we'll just go there, click that, and that starts up the show. Okay.
Yeah, and it starts the show. Category.
Perfect.
You can also choose a cool category. Like it's set at default under sports. But depending on what you're talking about, you can set it for anything else. So if you guys are going to be talking about, I don't know, like the military or something, you can set it to military or sports or football. It doesn't matter. You can set it for anything you want. And then under that, visibility. Definitely you want it on public. With some of our shows, sometimes I have to like. Sometimes I wonder if I should rate it PG-13.
I know, just because all the stuff Rusty says, not because of me.
Yeah.
No, nothing. Not on your part. I agree.
No, I'm totally innocent.
Yeah. Private would be like, you know, no one can hear it. And I was supposed to do that today, and I completely forgot. I just like scheduled it. But yeah. So public, want to make sure that's public. And last but not least, next to last, upload episode audio. Now this is where running reruns.
Button.
Yeah, this is the button that you use to run reruns. And in order to run a rerun, you have to find the show that you want to rerun. And you have to upload it to your computer and then re-upload it as an audio file in order for this to work. And then you schedule that rerun show you know, any other way, you know, the date and writing in the description box, this is a rerun, don't call, you know, that kind of thing. No one's going to be here. This is a rerun. Here's a, you know, and just set it up like a regular show, but then you want to get down to here under advanced options and set your startup audio to your uploaded episode.
Okay. Oh, got it. Yes, that makes sense. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So basically that's your startup audio. And okay. That's going to play for the whole duration of the show. The only thing is that even though it's scheduled, it's not going to go on air unless someone starts it. And
that's like
somebody
has to call in and, right?
Yeah, and that's where you have to call in the host number and the enter your host PIN on your phone and just wait till it starts. And when you hear the show itself start, then you can just hang up and then it'll just play all the way through. And I find that to be pretty pretty convenient. Like if I know I've got like 5 minutes, like just before 6 o'clock, I'll just call in, wait for the music to start and then hang up and then go back with the rest of my evening. It's pretty cool. But if you can't do that, like if, you know, you're going to be at a function or if CFOL is going to be at a function or something like that and you can't do that, you know, just text us. You know, one of us can do it. It's no big deal.
Partner.
So, yeah. And what else is there? You can invite friends and stuff like that. But again, it's set by default to my Facebook, so the thing way down at the bottom is not going to be applicable.
Okay.
And then last but not least, after you do all that cool work, you want to make sure you hit that little blue button at the very bottom that says schedule episode. Yeah, because if you don't hit it, all that work will be gone. So you hit schedule episode, and to double check if it's there, you just go back to the My Episodes tab, and under upcoming, it should list your show that's scheduled.
And then make sure you see it.
Yeah, make sure you see it. And yeah, and that's pretty much about it. Now, of course, you know, before you guys go on the air, you know, we'll probably have you practice scheduling a practice show. And then we'll just have to do some trial runs and get you guys ready for
broadcast. That's what I'm thinking. Let's just, I mean, this is CFOL. Come on, you and me know him. Let's just throw it. We're just going to have to let's just go. Let's just practice. We learn as we go. We can use Mike. I'll call him up. He's done it before. He's worked on, he's done Blog Talk Radios before, but it was with a biker. It was a biker
oh,
show.
Cool. Uh-huh.
And, so don't be surprised if you see 2535 Hells Angels or Bikers coming to the February seminar. They might show up just because Mike's there. That's pretty common.
That's cool.
But, yeah, it is. And just a heads up, we're planning on February is the first one. That was not an official announcement of it. The official announcement of the seminar is going to come out this week. But
oh, cool.
After that, there's also going to be a lineup. He's actually set. And I can get you more information on it. He's actually set to be doing seminars every month for the month of 2014.
Whoa.
He's rolling into Europe with his normal Germany tour, so forth, so on, coming back. I know he's going to be in Houston definitely in October. I don't have the complete schedule down for 2014, but 2015, he's kicking off the world tour. And he's going to be, because, you know, he's been training and teaching in Kuwait, and he's been teaching in all these other countries. Australia, right now we're working with Australia. They're, you know, it's just in Switzerland, so it's going to be awesome. It's going to be in 2015. So the show is going to be a build-up to that, and then we're going to take it further. And so I see this as just a huge part of it. And, of course, you have an excellent radio voice, you and Robert. I mean, you guys are you guys just sound so good.
Aww.
You do. Incredible, you know.
Aww.
So,
I'm shuffling
my feet. I hope you keep any of your Saturday as, you know, Saturday nights open.
If you guys need help or whatever, you know, definitely, you know, I'll be trying to listen whenever I can, which is most Saturdays. I don't go
yeah,
flooding.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you see anything, if you, Robert, yeah, if you guys hear anything, you might want to go jump on and help them. yeah, hey, okay, well, look what we got
yeah,
here.
I mean,
yeah,
it'll,
you know,
it'll be cool. It'll be cool because, you know, I mean, me and Bob can market like nobody's business. This show, you know, we'll
it.
Make sure that like 15,000 people know about this show because,
yeah.
you know, it. You know, and it's kind of like, you know, I'm looking forward to this because in a way it's kind of like a cool way for me to kind of reconnect with Sifu because, you know, since this whole thing with Terry Faircloth, when I left Terry Faircloth, it was kind of like hit and miss for some years. I mean, me and Cheryl were with Sifu Al for maybe about like, I don't know, going on 8 years or whatever, and we just kind of went, and we just kind of like parted a little bit, but we still kept in touch, and he just, do whatever you guys want to do, it's all good, you know, just keep doing it,
oh, yeah.
you know, like,
yeah.
just like
but that,
that,
like,
right?
that's his heart, I mean, his heart, yeah, I mean, his heart is, you know, the art is all an expression of individuality, and you're supposed to, he wants to teach us, so we go out, and we learn, so we come back, like he says, and teach me more, so I'll
yeah.
take that, and then I learn, and I'll teach you, and then you teach me more, and, you know, and I mean, that's the dynamics of martial arts in a whole, you know. So,
yeah.
And again, you know, for me, you know, my heart is about old styles.
Yeah.
You know, I had Troy was online with me today, and, you know, he's going on and on and on, and he's a huge Kajikembo fighter, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and he's just like, you know, I support all branches of Kajikembo. I said, well, that's good, brother, because we got them in Spain, Portugal, you know, that's good.
Yeah,
but, you
right?
know, what about, you know, what about conditioning sports like Muay Thai? What about, you know, what about that, you know? And it's just like, oh, you know, I like it. Well, I bet you do, because right now you're watching boxing. I know, because you keep throwing the door at me, you know? And it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. And I was just like, yeah. It's all about the, it's just anything, you know? I mean, for me,
yeah.
you know, I love Muay Thai and I love Krav Maga, and I do train in it, but I train in it for conditioning. I don't train it. I'm not going to go out and use a Krav Maga technique to actually get in a fight, but I would use a part of it maybe with C-Lot combined into something else. It just depends on where I'm in the position or who's coming at me or what frying pan is there, you know?
Exactly.
Like, okay,
exactly.
You don't think about that. Yeah, you don't think about that. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what direction
well, you know,
is that,
what
direction
that's
that skill coming, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what
yeah.
Sifu taught anyway, and you know, and I have a lot to thank him for because he, you know, he really, like, took Sifu Faircloth's group in, you know, even when a couple people
Terry.
Were like, no, you know,
know,
you know, no, they're not us,
yeah.
and blah, 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 and, you know, and testing in front of him and the rest of the board. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I feel really, you know, great about reconnecting with him and stuff like that.
Well, I still have your picture. I still have your picture, and I've been saving it. I've been saving it because I plan on popping it up on his screen that our first practice round. And, you know, just because I figure what a great, you know, I'm thinking what a great practice show. I mean, Robert, what do you think about this? The practice show is just talking about the old days.
Yeah.
Talking about the old days, you know?
Yeah.
And we can all
remember. If anybody remembers anything about old days, it's Sifu Rusty.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Oh.
But I mean, we'll,
there
you go.
Choked on my face.
We'll do, I know, but let's bring, and we can bring some people in, but we can bring some people in, and we'll bring, like, Ben Ferrardo, maybe get Terry Faircloth, you know, just get some of the old gang members, get a whole bunch of them and group them up, and I plan on popping that. I want to pop right there. Boom. Look at that face.
You know,
that would
be
wonderful if we could incorporate video moving pictures.
That would be cool. Yeah, I think for a practice show, that would be great. If we treat it like a real show during the practice show, I think eventually
yes.
we could actually turn it into an actual episode.
To a real show.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's a great start, talking about the old days, you know, reconnecting stuff, because there's a lot, there's just so much out there. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just want to throw that out there on the board, see what you guys think.
I like that idea. What do you think, Tom?
No, I love that idea. Yeah,
I love that idea.
Professor
I would,
Mike and,
I would,
and Terry
yeah.
and those guys.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would love to talk about the old school, you know, like Ben Fajardo and
yeah.
having Sifu.
Yeah, I'll even get Sifu Gabe. If we can get Sifu Gabe, if
oh,
we can get Vargas,
that would be
if we can
cool.
get Sifu Gabe, he'll jump on, you know, and he'll be like, sure, Joe, let's do it. Let's do it. Just do it.
Yeah, do
right,
it.
That's what we're talking about. We're going to get on here
that
and we're going
to
do
cool.
it.
That would be
yeah,
cool. Because,
so,
you know, eventually what I think would be cool, too, is, you know, like if there is any other like Kajukenbo, big Kajukenbo gatherings or Wanapkendo gatherings or whatever, if, like, in a sense, you and, well, and Sifu, of course, but if he's busy teaching or whatever, then that's, it's a different story. But if, like, you and me were to cover this particular event.
Oh, I know exactly where you're going with that. I've been thinking that the whole entire time since the first time you introduced Blog Talk Radio to me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it would be great, you know, where we could simulcast, you know, we'll get you
simulcast.
We'll get you a, we'll get you a banner for your show, because I've got one for mine that I'm taking to, that I'm taking to remote locations whenever I cover, whenever we cover a show and stuff. That way I can just hang it over my head, basically, or hang it on a table. So, you know, I think that would be great. A week, and that'll help market the gathering and just get it more, you know, more out there, you know, past the
it's
email.
All good stuff.
Yeah, it's going to, I think it's going to be great. It'll be so much fun. Oh my gosh.
Well,
so much.
And we have, we can do our first telecast on the February 1st, second one. We can try on that. We might want to do a little practicing on it, but we can do that, if, or you guys can do that, because I'm not going to be there. I'm setting it up. I'm doing all the plan work. I'm getting everything, you know, we got the hall, we got everything set, but I can't leave Boise, you know, not for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
But
yeah.
Doesn't mean I can't work from where I'm at, and I do. Right now I'm in the ordering of the T-shirt process on how many T-shirts, and I've already put a preempt order in for 35 because I'm expecting over 100 to show up at the seminar.
Oh,
but,
criminy. Where's this going to be? Is this going to be at Ernie's school?
It's in Hillsboro. Yeah, it's going to be at Ernie's school.
Oh,
I know,
okay.
Right? And I told it to Sifu. I said, you know, yeah, and he can do it because, you know, when our teacher, when Senior Grandmaster Kokoi was there, you know, he had like, what, 80, 85?
Yeah.
But with Sifu, it's not uncommon when he gets, when people know ahead of time. The problem with that is that, you know, when I had to go off the radar for a while, you know, because I'm retired military and I just now got my, you know, out and I'm getting my treatment and everything for the VA. But before I went overseas to Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, after I went, a lot of people started picking up and helping him and setting things up, but they were always doing it at last minute. And you just can't do it at last minute, regardless of who it is. It could be the Pope coming in. You can't do it at last minute because here's what you get. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. If I would have known, I could have saved, or if I would have known, I wouldn't have scheduled this, or we're not going to be here. Why didn't I know? Next time, can you hit us up? So you give it 2-3 months ahead, a heads up. People are selling cans. People are selling jars. They're doing caravans, you know, and I haven't even done the official – you know, the official announcement yet. It's just been the unofficial announcement. We've already got guys coming up from California. We've got, oh, forget about it. It's going to be huge. And so Sifu was laughing. He says, well, I guess you're back. I said, well, what do you mean I'm back? He says, well, I guess you're back because I keep getting all these messages in my box, so it's going to be another full one. I said, what are you going to do? He says, it's going to be just like it was in Vegas. I told the guy when he was doing the buzzsaw technique, it was 2002 or 2003. I told the guy, I said, his room's too small. He says, no, it's okay. He's assigned for this room. This is okay. The other seminars are still going on, so this room should fit. I said, I'm going to let you know right now. He's doing the buzzsaw technique, and it's been out there for 6 months. Not big enough. As God is on the throne, Steve will tell you, they left the seminar. This is the Gathering the Eagles. The seminars that were going, the people were leaving the seminars and coming in, it went all the way out into the hallway. And I just sat there and looked at that young kid with his clipboard, and I said, I told you this room was too small. I told you it was. And he's just like, whoa. I told you, right? So a lot of people, it's just they don't get enough for, you know, warning or enough notice on where he's going to be or where he's at. And so now we are, and with our radio show and with you guys, and it's not just about him. There's other great talents out there, you know. I mean, let's just help them. Let's get this thing going. Let's just take martial arts and the whole to a totally different level, you know, the world of martial arts. I love that stuff. Love it.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
It. Especially if he does, and he does the world tour 2015. Think about it. And the radio show, the blogging, how many people will follow the blog, and if the show, including your guys' show and our show, is not just doing that one-time thing, but also doing a blog, you know, with pictures and stuff, how many follows were, you know, will follow that, because, I mean, it's a huge tour. There's just so much opportunity, because for me, it's opening up people's individuals, or what I call the pond view, the pond's eye view, where people think they're the big ocean, but they're really a little pond in a big ocean, but they don't know that because they're just in the pond, and they think it's all about that and them, and they don't realize oh, my gosh, it's huge. It's out there.
Yeah.
And it all just comes down to kick is a kick, a punch is a punch, the difference is the seasoning is the culture, the individuality and the expression of the person. And that mm-hmm. is individuality, and that is what the arts is all about. Oh, just
exactly.
I can go on forever.
It'll be cool. It'll be cool. I think this will be a great asset for, you know, the Ohana in general. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, the Ohana. Yeah. I love how you said that. But do you guys just want to, you want me to tell Sifu, you want to call him? I'll give you his email, first off. You need his email, right?
Yeah, let me get a piece of paper.
Okay, really
I'm
easy. Set. Robert, I don't know if she's going to be able to get this. She might need a bold marker to write it down. It's Sifu Al.
Oh, wait, is this the Sifu Al at AOL thing?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
hasn't
you
changed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, got it.
Yeah.
Maybe I do
yeah,
have it on my
pretty
book.
Simple.
Yeah,
you have it. I know you do.
Cool.
So,
So
if you want to touch base with him, Mark's doing, he's hosting the show tomorrow, I think, to raise the funds for the Philippines.
Okay.
I know, now Malia, you know, Malia is there for the Martial Arts Museum in Texas.
Yeah.
That's why the seminar I know at Burt Vickers School and Robert Monifar School, they're going to be doing a seminar there with Sifu in October, but what my focus right now on is helping get Malia, you know, making sure she gets that, you know, time too and everything, and it's going to be good. I mean,
oh, cool.
Gary's been putting a lot to that thing. So.
What date is the February thing again, the seminar? February
1st and 2nd.
1st and 2nd.
Okay. Yeah.
1st and 2nd.
But if you can get down, because you guys, Robert, where are you at?
I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A. See, that's where I need to be. That's where I was, you know, before I had to come here for treatment. I was in L.A. That's right.
Yeah, I figured that by your area code on your cell phone.
Oh, yeah. Right? My Pasadena number.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm just a hop, skip, and a jump away in Seattle. It only takes, like, maybe three hours or something like that to drive up. So it's no big deal.
Well, I was just thinking, I used to drive from Portland up to Seattle all the time, but I was just thinking that maybe, you know, if you came down like on Friday or if you came down a little earlier, that way you guys can get some, you know.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
So the seminar is the 1st and 2nd, but January 30th, 31st, I don't know how your schedule works out, but yeah, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to come up there and meet up with people that I haven't seen in a while. I'm you know, I think the only... Gosh, I don't know how many people would remember me because it's been like years and years and years and years and years. Other than Sifu Al, you know?
just walk up to Mike and say, Julia told me that I'm supposed to like bully you. So,
oh, okay,
yeah, I'm here to bully
well,
you.
Well, he's written to me on Facebook, and you know we know each other.
I
me and Mike know that. Each other on Facebook. It's just a matter of we haven't met face to face. So. It'll be cool, and I want to introduce them to my student that moved out there to Oregon. So he's got nowhere to train without having to drive all the way up here. So it's kind of like, you know, I thought train with Mike, and when we test you for black belt, that's when you need to come up here or down here or whatever it is. So yeah,
exactly.
Very
great.
Cool, awesome. Well, why don't
we
call
our next
night then?
What's our next one? Yeah, so what should we do? Are you going to call people and let him know, and then we'll connect at what time next week?
Next week is the 14th, right? Let me double-check my calendar here.
No, that's today.
Yeah, I was going to say, today's the 14th.
Oh, shit. Oh, there we go. I was looking at the
Hey, Robert,
okay.
How far are you from Sherman Oaks? Okay, so you're looking?
About seven miles.
7 miles, yeah. That's where I was. I almost got a nice condo out there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, no, I'm in Burbank.
Oh, I love Burbank. Burbank's nice. Yeah, you're right next to Sherman Oaks. Oh,
yeah.
Love it. Cool. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay, the 21st.
I know, and a lot of people say they live in L.A. It's like, what part of L.A.? Yes, okay,
yeah.
Let me get it to you. I'm ready.
Yeah. It's kind of like Seattle. I live in Seattle. Well, Seattle's got, eight major neighborhoods. Where are you?
Exactly. It's like, exactly what part? That's sort of like telling me you told me the country you're in. Now, can you tell me where you're at in that? Because,
exactly.
Okay, good. So next Saturday?
The 21st is fine. I'll go ahead and check in with him during the week and see if he's free. And then we'll go from there.
He will be free. Mike will be there, no excuses. I'll be hounding him all day.
Right.
All day.
Right. Right. Well, when he said that he was in a restaurant, Mark was sitting right there. He's like, ah, shit.
Well, okay. No, and I called earlier and stuff, and Mark was like, well, Mark was like, no, Jules, it's okay. I mean, you know, does Pops need to, what do we need to do? And I'm like, I'm going to have, we're going to call. So that's what we're going to do. He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're probably, I think, I didn't ask, but they're probably at Ono's. But,
okay,
I love Ono's. It's just a dump, you know, but the food is so good. Oh.
It's always like that, ain't it?
It is. Remember Five Star? Do you remember the Five Star? It was Five Star Restaurant, Five Star. It was downtown Portland. It's not there anymore. It was a dump. But we always took all of our students down there. It was like,
I think
Robert,
I might have
it was a hole in the wall.
I think I might have
it had a bathroom
it.
That was in a closet. Yeah, it was had the bathroom was literally a closet. They converted into a bath. It's that bad. And their
food
is to die for. Hong Kong style, old traditional,
yeah.
Holes in the seat, you know. Like,
yeah,
the food is
exactly.
So good.
Yeah, the King Cafe here in Seattle is one of the oldest Chinese restaurants in the city, like 1923 or something like that, right? And
amazing.
I think the furniture is still from 1923. And it's just like, you know, and when smoking was still allowed in restaurants here in Seattle, every time you walk in there, it was just a hazy, stinky, just like falling down, dilapidated place. But my dad saw no other restaurant that he would rather go to because it was just the most amazing food ever. But it was,
that's how
it was
is.
Just a dump. It was a dump. It's still a dump. Oh, well. But
it's still there. That's good. All right. Well,
yeah.
So let's – so we're going to just plan on doing a practice show. So should I have Mike, who do we want to give a heads up to call in or to be ready to be a part of it?
Okay, so next week we're looking
at
a practice
show. And I'll make them show.
Right?
Yeah.
So next week you're looking at
– Yeah.
Let's do the talk about the old days thing. Next week?
Yeah, talk about the old days. So we'll get a hold of Terry, Gabe, all of them. Okay.
Okay. That sounds,
talk about the old days. I'll get a hold of Gerardo.
Yeah,
get a hold of Ben.
Yeah,
all
let's
right.
do that.
Old
and
days.
It'll allow – are you going to be free next week, Bob? It'll be a nice chance for you to meet Sifu Ben. And.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Awesome. Because these guys are like, you know, Sifu Ben, Sifu Gabe, and, you know, I haven't had a chance to meet Sifu Gabe in person. Well, maybe I did during my black belt test, but I was so fucked up that day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
you
who
know,
I
it's
met
like
that.
There's so many. There's so many that are like that. They'll be like, you know, they'll message me and they'll say, I just really want to meet you. And I'm like, dude, we already met. What are you talking about? They're like, what? Yeah, you were bleeding.
Well,
you had the nose. Remember the ice pack? Oh, you were there? Yeah.
You know, and that's how it was with you. I'm like, why does her name sound familiar? When we first connected on Facebook, I'm like, why does her name sound so familiar? And you started talking about Cheryl. I'm like, where the hell have I met this lady?
I know. You're like, wait, obviously I know you. How? I'm
how
like,
did I,
yeah.
How did I meet her? Was I? Did I get hit? I must have gotten hit.
Yeah,
that day.
Right. But that's how it is, you know, when you're traveling, you're doing so much, and it's amazing stuff. But, yeah, this is good. So we're in the show, I need to let them know, it's going to be at 6:30, which is 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. So that's when they need to be ready, right? And we'll send them the link.
Well, wait. 6:30 whose time? Cause it,
your
it's
time,
be like,
Pacific
yeah.
Standard.
Well, it's
yeah.
Pacific Standard, my time would have been 8:30.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay,
right?
So, okay, let me back up. So, yeah, you're right. See, okay, that's right. Okay, let me slow down. What do we tell? What am I telling Terry and Gabe and all of them? What do they need to do? Because that's what they're going to ask me. You tell me what to do, and I'll
just
do
say,
it. Tell me 8:30.
8:30 Pacific time.
8:30 Pacific Standard Time. I want them to. What do I want them to do?
Have them call in. Give them the guest call-in number, 347-677, right, the 347
uh-huh.
one, and have them call in at about, like right at 8:30, and
okay.
just let them know that you won't be able to pick up, like, right at 6 o'clock, just have them, you know, hang on the line, they'll be able to hear the show, and during the practice, you and Sifu Al can do your little banter, you know, together and stuff like that.
I'm gonna say a few words, ha ha ha, and you guys with Al take over, and I'm gonna be watching so I can learn. I go be in the back. I go be like, okay, now I see what they're doing. I'll be watching everything.
Well, definitely before then, what I suggest you might try to do is to write up something for an intro just to go with, like, you know, good evening, you know, it's, yeah, this is the Coscus, whatever the name of the show is.
Oh, yeah, we'll do the intro. I'll get them in there, and I'll be like, here you go. Go for it, guys. What you talking about? Let's talk old school. What we got
let's
here?
Let's talk old school. Yeah, you know, and just say something like, we're going to talk old school, we're going to... You know, let's bring on our guests and just, and then, you know, we'll just click on everybody's mic and we'll go from there. Because as long as you know who's on, who's going to be calling, you can just click on everybody's mic if there's that many mics and just say their names and we'll just figure out who's who. Either that
and we'll let them know. This is you guys, and we'll let them know. They'll know. But I'll tell you, if Sifu pulls what he pulled with me at Boomerangs down at the restaurant row in Waikiki or in Hawaii, I had bought a restaurant. It was called Robert. Listen to this. I bought a restaurant called Boomerangs. Right? It was in Restaurant Row. Okay. So he's all nice. Everything's great. We get it going. Get it ready for grand opening. Right? Very first day. And, oh, he's so excited. This is great. You know, this is going to be nice. You know, I'll sit back. You know, he had the lieutenant governor come in and all that stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the grand opening day. Everybody's in position, ready to go. Right? Bam. Doors open up. Lines line up. True story. Going. Busy as can be. Boom, 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 boom. Sifu's nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. I'm like, where's he at? Wait, where is he going? They're like, I don't know, Ma, I don't know. Okay, just grab this. Where are you at? We finish. Everything's done. Lunch rush is over. He's walking out of the cooler. That's a true story. He went into the cooler, shut the door, and he said he wasn't coming out until lunch rush was over. He said he sat in there and he froze his balls off. He said, I froze.
Oh.
He said, I may be a black belt martial arts. I'm a white belt in this. I was not walking out. I saw those people came in. I walked right back in the cooler. And they didn't leave.
Oh, my.
I was like, are you serious?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God, look at that. I will never forget that. Oh, he loves that story, too. He was retired after that. His job was to just come in, sit, talk with customers, go, leave, come, leave. You're just an owner. Go away. Yeah, it was hilarious. He said he walked out. He had, I don't know what he had. He had lettuce or something in his hand. He walked out. He saw everybody lined up, and he walked right back in. I wasn't leaving. The lunch was over. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Jules, since you're so familiar with Hawaii, did you ever eat at Jackie's Kitchen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one over at the, right up the road from Restaurant Row, yeah.
Right.
Right
and,
on the port.
A friend of mine owned that, the old owner of Inside Kung Fu Magazine, Curtis Wong. And
oh, I know Curtis.
That was the absolute worst Chinese food I had ever had in my life.
No, he's right. It was bad. It's bad.
Oh, it was. I ordered garlic chicken, and they actually had full cloves of garlic in it. It was horrible food.
We went there once. Did you?
Once.
Well, it's a good thing that it's at the Alamoana. Oh my gosh, where the port comes in, the ship comes in, the carnivals and all those ships come in. But they have other restaurants there, so you're good to go to walk out and grab something else to eat. It's like being in San Francisco, down on the, you know, up there on the wharf and stuff. You know,
the
food's bad. We got another one next door. You know, I'll just go over here and eat. It's like the food ain't good. But yeah, it was. I remember that. Yeah, the food was bad. Oh yeah.
I
like my dim sum, though.
Mm.
You went there 3 times?
No, I sent my food back 3 times.
Oh, you didn't. See?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. No,
good stuff, though, guys. It's good stuff. No, the dim sum restaurant right in Chinatown. Did you ever go down there, the dim sum?
No.
Oh, food is incredible. Again, another hole in the wall. Incredible. absolutely incredible. And they have these little tapioca pearl, you know, the coconut, you know, the coconut, whatever you call it, the tapioca. Oh, it's, forget about it. No, no place has got it like that. I don't know why people try it to make it when they can't, because you got to go to dim sum restaurant in the middle of Chinatown or Hawaii to get it, because nobody else makes it. But when we go in there, we'll have everybody with big old tables, you know, round up, and they always offer this as a complimentary dessert after you eat.
Uh-huh.
They got so used to it that when they would come, they would sit. Everybody's at the table right in front of me, because they knew. Every time they say, we look over there, we see you, you grab everybody. So we just sit them here. We say, you give what you want. That's the best drive right here. You see, yeah, they all laughing. Everybody laughs. Oh, yeah, Christian Wolf, any of them guys. If any of the guys are in the drink, oh, yeah. She does that to us, too, when we're overseas. Yeah, that's nice stuff.
Funny.
They got some good food. Good food. But, yeah, Jackie Chan's. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Went there one time.
Like,
didn't go back. Now the food's bad. He's right. It's not good. It's not good.
Well, that's that, and it's all right, while they're closed.
Cool.
So which one?
Huh?
I'm sorry?
That's probably why they're closed.
Oh, did they shut down? I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. I shipped off in 2005 or 2004 or 5, and I had to go to Iraq. I didn't even know they shut down. Huh.
No, they shut
I'm
down
not
now.
Surprised.
Curtis is back in L.A. He's selling watches now.
Oh,
are
shit.
You kidding me? He's selling.
No,
he must be selling some nice watches.
They are. And my cost on one was like $700, and it lists for like $2,500. So yeah, look it up. It's called Curtis and Company Watches.
Wow.
Oh, Curtis.
He just opened up in Tokyo, a watch store, and he's planning on opening up like 50 in China.
Oh,
good.
Shoot.
Good for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm happy for him. Good. I can't wait to get back to L.A. No, I miss the area. I do. I can't wait to get back there. I'm going to be hopping between Hawaii and L.A., going back and forth.
Well, yeah, it was 73 degrees out here today, and it's almost winter.
I think that's why I want to be back in L.A. right now. I was probably thinking that in summer when I was on the Greenbelt fishing out here. I was good to go. I was like, L.A., where's L.A.? I don't know. Woo, cast another line in the water. So now I'm in the dead of winter. Yeah, L.A.'s looking real good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being incredible here, though.
The fishing's
incredible here, guys. I ain't gonna lie. This is a beautiful city. This is the best. It's the third top-rated VA hospital treatment in the United States. The third top. It's incredible here. They treat us really good. And I'm a combat vet, and I need a lot of help. And I'll tell you, this place, when I first came, I'm like, really? Can I go to the East Coast? What is in Boise? Oh, are you kidding me? God, I gotta go to Boise. It's like white. I don't want to go. It's like there's nothing there. It's like, oh gosh, everybody probably looks the same. I don't want to go. No. And they're like, you're going to Boise. This is where you're fine. So I get here, and you know, because when I mean white, I mean I think like flat fields, no mountains, everything's like you look out and everything's the same. It's like blah, like just a flash of light, you know. It's like, really, is there anything here? It is gorgeous. It is beautiful. It is incredible.
Cool.
I would never have thought, and we do have a Kajikembo school here. There is a Kajikembo school, the White Dragon, but I've been just doing my training and workouts down at the Krav Maga just to get conditioning. But, it's a beautiful place, guys. It really is. It's cold as heck in the winter, though. Yeah, really. All right, guys, I kept you on the phone a lot. Yeah, it's very cold. But Seattle's wet. I can never live in Seattle because you rain too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah, I guess I'm just used to it.
Right.
All right, you
guys.
Well,
I'm going to put down, I've got the 21st, and I'll shout out to everybody and stuff and let them know what they need to do, give them the call-in number. We'll do all that, and then I will talk to you guys either sometime this week online or on the phone, and we'll connect on Saturday then, right?
Sounds
perfect.
Good, yep.
You bet.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, you guys.
Cool.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
All
right. Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
And I guess you and I will connect